Thank you. Thank you. Beethoven's Violin Concerto, arranged for a guitar and orchestra, featuring guitarist Kazuhito Yamashita and the New Japan Philharmonic, conducted by Yukinori Tezuka. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. This is Schubert's Serenade, featuring guitarist Petri Tsiku. Thank you. Petritsiku performing Schubert's Serenade. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with a virtuosic showpiece for guitar in the same vein as Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee, except this is Las Abejas, or The Bees, by Augustin Marios Mangoré. It's performed by Chelil Refikaya. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Chelil Refikaya performing Las Abejas, or The Bees, by Augustin Barrios Mangoré. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and James Stroud in the James Stroud Classical Guitar Competition, and by Sheldon Ehrlich, author of the book A Collection of Fine Spanish Guitars from Torres to the Present, from Sunny Knoll Publishing. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas, that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations. Our other projects include film and television content for PBS stations, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced in association with KMFA Radio in Austin, Texas, with additional sound engineering by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find a link to our podcast there and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.